We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. In studio with me, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morrison, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. We have just about four minutes to get through the last item on tonight's agenda and preview next week's legislative session. So, Mr. Fear, take it away.
Sure.
You got a little bit of a time crunch.
The second item on tonight's agenda is just a third quarter update on our street maintenance sales tax, the work that has been done thanks to the voters approving a 2/10 sales tax increase and how we're utilizing those funds. So the commission will get an update on that, as well as a portion of that's gone to improvements to the Safe Routes to School program. And so staff will lay out the work that's been accomplished and what's planned for the rest of the year. And as we go into next year, one of the things that we had contracted for and the work's been done, we don't have the final report yet, but we did contract with a firm out of Texas that came in and did a pavement evaluation of our whole system. And so that report will give us a pavement condition index for all of our streets and help really prioritize the work we need to do in the future. But it'll be a good update, and the commission can certainly ask questions about different aspects of that program.
And real quick, I want to get your thoughts on the importance of improving sidewalks, especially for students getting to school, Mayor.
Absolutely. The community passed a 2/10 sales tax. And so the commission has asked for a quarterly update, you know, so that we stay on top of what's being accomplished. One of the pieces of that voter-approved initiative was that we work on, commit a tenth of it, I think, of the tenth of the funds to a sidewalk system and pedestrian. It's actually a pedestrian and bicycle, probably, because our policy on sidewalks and trails has been so sporadic as new developments have come. Some developments have no sidewalks, and some have one side, some have two sides. We're trying to just get a system in place, and our planners are doing a wonderful job of trying to get those pathways, how do students get to school? And how much of that, are they walking on the grass or walking on the side of the road? You know, Casement Road is a good case in point, an unimproved two-lane old county road. And the students have been, and it's dangerous there. So that's just an example you can visualize. But there are other locations too. And so we're anxious. This sales tax is really fitting the bill for that. And I'm encouraged that we're able to accomplish this. Our roads have been, that sales tax was so important to adding some money to the maintenance budget. And you can't do it all in one year, because I look at them sometimes and I think, are you sure? But I feel like that next year is when the payoff comes. So I'm excited about what we can do next year. That also, in addition to this year, there are still a couple of projects that are on track to be finished this fall. And I just think the cold weather ought to hold off till we get through.
If only. Unfortunately, as always, we have more to talk about than we have time. Yep. So we're not going to get into that city or the agenda for next week's meeting. But anyhow, if you want, you can always check it out yourself in person tonight and next week. Next week, go down to City Hall, or you can check it out Cox Cable Channel 3 or thecityofmhk.com/TV. Well, that's it for us today here on In Focus. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, City Manager, coming in the studio.
Thank you.
And if you missed any of this episode, check it out, newsradiokman.com. Go down to On Demand and look for In Focus. And don't forget to register to vote.
And advanced voting starts tomorrow. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN. Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks.